Our event will be this Saturday, March 26th, and we've had a big response from both the community and the students this year. We're very excited about getting it started.
Quantify that for me. This is my first time around for this event.
Sure. Well, this year we've actually broken the student record for participants. Currently, there are over 15,000 students participating from Texas A&M, and we're completing almost 1,500 jobs in the community this year for Bryan College Station.
The variety of jobs would include what?
Well, our most common jobs include painting, raking leaves, washing windows, things like that. Sometimes we even have the occasional community resident that all they want to do is have students come and speak with them or chat with them or scrapbook with them. But no matter what the task is at each of the houses that we're doing, it's really just all about the relationship that we're building with those community residents.
Do you do a breakdown by a class of your student participation? I'm curious, for instance, what the percentage of your seniors are started off doing this 4 years ago, and now they're in their fourth year of this.
Well, we don't really keep records like that, but we do have a range of students from all the way from freshmen to seniors and from all different areas that are on campus, and it's kind of cool to see all of these different organizations and groups around campus all come together and be united all in one day just to say thank you to the community.
We're visiting on Thursday. Do the students already know what their assignments are?
Yes, the majority of them do. The students have a representative from each of their organizations come to meetings all week long, where they're presented with information that helps them best serve the Bryan College Station community. And at those meetings, they do receive what tasks they will be performing and the community residents' contact information.
And it sounds like you also have the additional participation of Pepsi, so everybody can see this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Who are the people that are actually working out there, because they'll be wearing those T-shirts?
Absolutely. Well, every single student participant this year will be wearing a T-shirt. And that's just another way for us to be united as one university in serving our community. And those were provided by Pepsi. They say Aggies saying thank you on them, which just defines our mission statement completely. Pepsi's also providing a concert this weekend on Sunday night at 6 p.m. featuring Lee DeWise, who was season 9 winner of American Idol. And that concert is open to the public. So students that participated with the big event, that didn't participate with the big event, and same with community residents, all members of the entire Aggieland family are invited to come to this meeting and enjoy celebrating this big weekend of service and encouraging students to serve every day of the year.
Let's see. Are you class of 2011 then?
Yes, sir, I am.
And how many years have you done this?
This is my third year in the big event. I'm fourth if you count my freshman year when I was a student participant in the big event. And I've loved every single moment of it. It has truly been kind of one of those life-changing opportunities to be involved with a big event.
And where do you hail from?
My hometown is Dallas, Texas.
All right. Were you involved in community service sorts of things before you started college then?
I did a bit here and there, but there's really something special about Texas A&M, and I'm sure I'm not the only one when I say that it kind of brings out that spirit of selfless service, and it definitely got me kind of hooked on it when I got to A&M and just became so passionate about it that I would want to pursue further responsibilities in providing that community service for the residents here in Aggieland, and I'm just very, very lucky and blessed to have had that opportunity to do so this year.
And will you get the opportunity to do some of that even though you do have a leadership position?
I don't, as a structure of the big event, I unfortunately don't get to actually go out into the community and do any service projects. But we're there all day long facilitating the students going out there, getting their tools to them and bringing and receiving the tools on the way back. We have a station set up for any problems that arise in the community. So myself and the rest of my leadership staff and my committee will be working all day long. So maybe not out into the community like the students are doing on the day, but we'll definitely be working a full day.
And for those off campus who may not be aware until they hear this story, is there an opportunity for them to still participate?
Are you speaking for the community residents?
Yes.
Not this year, but we do big event every single year, and community residents are definitely encouraged to look for us in mid-January when our job request forms will come out, and they'll come out in January 2012 for the big event 2012.
What about for those who want to help do the work then?
Sure. Well, students can still participate if they would like to. They can sign up on the morning of the big event this Saturday on March 26th. And as always, our committee applications come out in early fall semester as well for actually working on staff with the big event.
If I missed anything,
No, I think you got the majority of it, and I think that this day is just such an incredible day for us to be able to say thank you to the community and through that service, and really, you know, forge that student community relationship. So this is just one day that we're able to do it, and hopefully this day kind of sparks all, you know, a spirit of service, and students will be able to serve the community and on all days of the year as well.